A coalition of Milwaukee leaders delivered a letter to Mayor Tom Barrett on Tuesday. They're demanding the city take big, immediate steps to address its crisis of lead pipes carrying water into thousands of homes. Late last week, we learned that the city did not mandate the use of copper pipes until 1962. For months, city leaders had been repeating the message that only people living in homes built prior to 1951 likely had lead service lines. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz was on hand as the coalition issued its call in the wake of the new information.
Milwaukee activist Robert Miranda has been a regular at Water Quality Task Force meetings. They began last September after Mayor Tom Barrett recommended families living in homes built pre-1951, especially if there were young children or pregnant women present, install water filters to shield them from lead exposure. Miranda is a founder of Freshwater for Life Action Coalition, or FLAC. He says last week's news that not 70,000, but perhaps more than 80,000 homes are affected propelled his group to call for immediate action.
Asking the city to begin alerting the public in regards to this concern, begin directing the Milwaukee Water Works to contact water consumers of the city and alert them of the fact that they may have lead pipes. In that contact, provide information that will help them determine if they have lead pipes or not.
In 2017, crews from the Department of Public Works began replacing lead lines, but only when a rupture occurs. The estimate of how many lines may be remediated under that protocol is about 300. Workers will also begin replacing the lead lines that feed water to daycare centers. FLAC is calling on the city to come up with a strategic plan to orchestrate full replacements citywide. NAACP President Fred Royal is a member of FLAC. He says moving full steam ahead could also result in sorely needed jobs. And if residents think only the poorest of neighborhoods are impacted by the lead pipe problem, Royal says, think again.
As I stated, Tony Zielinski's neighborhoods in Bayview have a high number of lead laterals. Alderman Murphy's district has a high level. The district where I live in, where Khalif Rainey lives, they're all middle-income neighborhoods. They're not 53206. Everything negative doesn't occur in 53206. This is an issue that is citywide that is trying to be framed as a black issue, but it's a citywide issue. This is a health issue.
Milwaukee's Reverend Willie Briscoe says as he learned more about the environmental and health risks associated with lead, he knew he had to speak out.
Milwaukee, this is an issue that a year or two ago we didn't know existed. So now that it existed and we know that it's here, then we can't place the amount of money on the safety and the health and the well-being of our families. And the longer we wait, the more that it's going to affect our communities, our state, and our nation.
Briscoe says the religious coalition he's part of, Wisdom, is calling on political leaders who represent Milwaukee to consider themselves in a state of emergency when it comes to halting people's exposure to lead in drinking water. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,